Under WIOA, when a student reaches 12 hours of instruction, they are a participant, and thus in a period of participation. They remain in this period until they have 90 days or more of inactivity. At that point, the student is exited from the first period of participation. Now, applying WIOA regulations to our example, when student X returns after the absence of 100 days, he will be assigned to a second period of participation once he achieves 12 hours of instruction. He will remain in this second POP until he exits again or until the end of the program year. Note that instructional hours accrued prior to 90 days or more of inactivity will not be counted towards a second period of participation.